Our guest at the cafe this morning is Derek Price with Green Shoot Media, or Green Shoot, the Green Shoot Agency.
Yes, either one.
But yeah, you have different identities for different things that you do. And we talk with Derek about a lot of different things, depending on what's on his mind when he walks in. And sometimes we talk about Hunt County Public Art, and we may talk about that before the morning is over. But right now we're going to talk about a new idea that that Derek has had, and we've kind of seen a little bit of a hint of it already, but it's called Celebrate Hunt County.
Yeah, we're going to be launching something called Celebrate Hunt County in the first quarter of 2019. And the whole idea is to tell positive, uplifting stories about local people. So it's Celebrate Hunt County. We're going to tell video stories about the people, places, and events that make Hunt County great. So we're going to go in and interview people. The model I like to explain it as is kind of like Texas Country Reporter, but localized. You know, that particular brand has done such a great job doing these homespun stories about interesting people from rural areas. And if we look around us, there are interesting stories at all our friends and neighbors' places. You know, they do great things with their lives. They overcome challenges, they help build up the community, and we want to tell the stories of all these positive things that are happening around us and do it in a first-rate way through video storytelling.
Well, and you do some great work in video, and we share that from time to time on the Blacklands Cafe Facebook page when you put one out there. So I'm familiar with your video work, and I expect it'll be terrific.
Well, thank you.
So how do you find the stories? How do you think you're going to get the stories, at least getting started?
The biggest way, it's just like when I work for the newspaper. It's living in the community, being a part of the community. You hear things that are happening around you, and you know kind of keep your ears up all the time for interesting people. And the other way is just asking folks, do you know somebody interesting in your life that maybe you've met and that you'd like to feature on this program? So it's going to be kind of like a television program. It's going to drop every single week at a very precise schedule, and it's going to be built kind of like a television episode where we start out with an introduction and then go into the more detailed story about this person, this place, or this event.
It's going to be weekly.
Yes, every week.
And do you expect to have maybe one 10-minute segment? You're not thinking of a full half hour.
No. It's going to be much shorter. In fact, probably much shorter than 10 minutes. Yeah, it's going to take as long as it takes to tell the story right, mm-hmm. but it's all designed for an online audience specifically. So we're going to release it on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all these different places where there's already an audience or already potential audience, and deliver it digitally that way. And usually when it comes to things online, shorter is much better. Which can be a big challenge, as you know, trying to keep things short.
We're talking with Derek Price. Derek's with Green Shoot Media and the Green Shoot Agency in Greenville. We're talking about a new idea called Celebrate Hunt County. You've done one of these. Did that have to do with the Greenville Christmas Parade?
That's right. It was kind of a teaser about what this idea is going to be about. And if you watch this video, it got about 11,000 views on Facebook so far. So I was happy with that.
No kidding.
Yeah,
so
definitely a lot of interest, lots of shares. And it's kind of a heartwarming, small town video about how great life is in Hunt County. It makes you feel good to watch it. That's what we hope you feel after you watch this video. And it has the images of kids in the parade and people in their, you know, cute little costumes. And it just makes you smile and makes you happy to live in Hunt County. And so we did this video about the parade and kind of dropped it as a teaser saying, hey, there's a lot more that's going to be coming next year along these lines. And we're calling it Celebrate Hunt County.
11,000 views.
Yeah.
That's exceptional. And you expect to start first part of the year, first quarter.
Right. We haven't picked an exact date yet, but first quarter is what we're aiming for.
Fantastic. And this is, you intend for this to be a profitable thing?
I do. I'm hoping it at least can cover the expenses, so we'll sell sponsorships to pay for it. But yeah, that's our goal. You know, it's something that we can't afford to do completely for free. But if we can find enough sponsors to at least pay for our people's time to go out and tell these stories, then it's something we want to do because we think it helps the whole county and lifts us all up.
And you sort of have the thought in the back of your mind you might extend this to other cities eventually if it's successful here.
Potentially, yeah. So it's the kind of thing, you never know if it's going to work until you try it. It's like anything else in business. I've had so many ideas that I think are going to be brilliant and they fall flat on their face, and vice versa. I've had some ideas that I don't think they're going anywhere and they turn into something big. So this one I hope turns into something big. You know, if it works here in Hunt County, you could potentially have not just Celebrate Hunt County, but you could have Celebrate Richardson, Celebrate Plano, Celebrate San Antonio, Celebrate Austin, whatever it is. If it works here, we can probably roll it out other places, but you've got to start small and see whether it works in the first place.
Well, knowing you, you're going to be employing your drone capabilities in this thing, I'm sure.
Where needed, yep, drone is just a tool you can use to help tell those stories. So if you got a piece of property or a building or something, you know, it's a really good storytelling tool.
It is that. And Derek's an expert at all things having to do with flight, including drones. Well, so we're looking forward to this. And very soon, we'll be seeing some new videos coming out. Are you going to be doing this entirely by yourself, or do you have some help?
We've got some help. Yeah, I've got somebody I've hired. I call him a creative assistant. Deanna Bird is her name. She lives down in Quinlan, and she's good with a camera and graphic arts and things like that, wearing a lot of different hats for us. But she's going to be running some of the cameras and doing some of the storytelling as well. In fact, it was her voice on the Christmas video.
Okay, great.
So we'll have help.
Almost out of time, but Hunt County Public Art, of course, is still ongoing, and you have your Hearts for the Arts event coming up in February.
We sure do. Yes, Saturday, February 9th. We've got big plans. It's going to be a little bit different this year. It's going to be kind of scaled down, a more intimate type setting, but we're excited, and we'll have some more things to announce about that before too long.
Saturday, February 9th, you said.
Yes,
okay,
that's right.
So, all right, we'll have you back before that time. Derek, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Derek Price with Green Shoot Media in Greenville. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.